Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aether Industries Limited Q2 H1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gavin Desa from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to Aether Industries Q1 and H1 FY23 analyst and investor conference call. With us today, Mr. Pradeep Kumar Rastogi, Executive Director, Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Girish Behar, Business Head. We will begin this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the floor open for interactive Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's discussions may be forward-looking in nature, and a note to this effect was sent to you in the invite earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Pradeep Kumar Rastogi to make his opening remarks. Over to you, Pradeep.
Thank you, Gavin, and thank you everyone for joining us today. I will begin the call with brief overview of the businesses, followed by walkthrough of financial performance for the quarter and half year under review. We have had a good first half, wherein both films and specialty polymers reported good volumes of sales, resulting in higher revenue growth. In terms of profitability, our results for the quarter have been mixed. While the film business performance was muted due to commissioning of new capacities, inflationary pressure on cost of conversion and operation, and challenging macroeconomic environment, we are happy with the growth of our high-margin specialty polymer business. Let me elaborate on the performance of each business segment. Starting with the specialty polymer business. Specialty polymer business has had a stellar run, with Q2 registering higher sales and EBIT in terms of, in absolute terms till today. Improved performance, both in terms of revenue and profitability, was driven by volume with better product mix as well as higher sales value. We continue to see good traction for our marquee products, namely MB03 and innovative PVD. Sales of our lead and established offerings, MB03, were in line with the quarterly run rate at 423 metric tons. Innovative PVD witnessed considerable traction with sales volume of 605 metric tons for the quarter, higher by 25% on a sequential basis and more than double on a year-on-year basis. Overall volumes for the business are higher by 15.3% compared to Q1 FY23, while on a year-on-year basis, we have a growth of about 41%. This business, as we have discussed before, is one whose corner story is innovation and a portfolio of patented products with largely unique value propositions. We continue to enhance our capabilities through fresh investment and focus on development of new innovative products. EBIT for the quarter stood at rupees 23 crores as against rupees 17 crores generated during Q2 FY22, higher by 36%. Margin for the quarter in terms of percentage moderated in comparison with the corresponding quarter last year and stood at 32%. The selling prices are linked to the movement of input prices. While it is possible that in near term, demand may be impacted by recessionary trend in the global markets, especially U.S., in the long term, we remain extremely bullish about this business based on the patented and expanding product portfolio. We have some exciting new products in the pipeline, which are expected to start getting commercialized in the first half of calendar year 2023. Moving on to film business. Growth in revenue and film business were mainly driven by increase in feedstock prices, leading to higher per unit realization. While sales are marginally higher on a year-on-year basis, on a sequential basis, though, we have seen some moderation leading to benign margins. Addition of new capacities in India has resulted in demand-supply imbalance, with the supply exceeding demand. This, in turn, has resulted in pressure on margin. Another reason for lower operating performance is inflationary pressure resulting in higher cost of conversion and operations, especially power and fuel and logistics costs. The demand-supply imbalance in India, global economic environment is expected to see the industry continuing to face challenges in the near term. We expect the situation to normalize in medium to long term and expect the margins to improve as growth in demand continue at the rate of 11%-13% per annum domestically and 6%-6.5% per annum globally. We continue to increase our focus in enhancing proportion of value-added products, which will help mitigate the cyclical nature of business. We remain positive about the business in medium to long term. Furthermore, the commissioning of our new unit in Telangana that is estimated to have low cost of conversion and operation due to state-of-the-art manufacturing facility should also help us scale up our business and improve profitability profile of the business. Moving on to Indian plastics business. Q2 represented the last quarter for us consequent to transfer of Indian plastics business as a going concern on slump sale basis to Radichi Plastics India Private Limited on 15 September 2022. The prospects of this business therefore are not relevant to the discussion. The sale of Indian plastics business has happened at the right time as margins that peaked in June 2021 have started to normalize. Proceeds from this the company to improve its liquidity position and further strengthen the leveraging as demonstrated by net debt EBITDA multiple of 0.23 as at 30th September 2022. Surplus liquidity of about 207 crores generated through sale of business has been invested in safe and secure financial instruments. Proceeds of the transaction has not only enabled the company to further strengthen its but will also provide the requisite growth capital for scaling up the core businesses of the company, namely polyester film and specialty polymers. Transaction with Radichi Plastics is also a reflection of Aster's ability to build a business and create value. We are confident of the long-term growth outlook for both our businesses. Commissioning of our new unit will help to further strengthen our competitive position as new unit will turn cost operations. Our strong balance sheet offers comfort and is supportive of our growth plans. That concludes our remarks about the business. I will now walk you through financial performance for the quarter and half year ended September 30th, 2022, post which we can begin the Q&A session. Starting with the top line, revenues from the continuing operations stood at rupees 304 crore as against 259 crores reported during Q2 FY 2022. That is higher by 17.4%. Revenues from discontinued operations of Indian plastics business stood at rupees 58 crores as against rupees 74 crores reported during Q2 FY 2022, lower by about 21%. On a half yearly basis, revenue from continuing operations stood at rupees 629 crores as against 519 crores, higher by about 21%. This improvement is driven by both film and specialty polymer business. On a half yearly basis, revenues from discontinued operations of EP business stood at rupees 136 crores as against rupees 133 crores reported during H1 FY 2022, marginally higher by 2%. EBITDA for the quarter from continuing operations stood at rupees 30 crores as against rupees 41 crores generated during Q2 FY 2022. EBITDA for the H1 FY 2023 from continuing operations stood at rupees as against rupees 83 crores generated during H1 FY 2022. During Q2 FY 2023, moderation in profitability of film business was partially made good by a strong performance of specialty polymer business. From disposal of discontinued business, company earned profit before tax of rupees 148 crores and profit after tax of rupees 114 crores. Thus, company as a whole earned profit before tax of 168 crores and PAT of rupees 127 crores as against PBT of 44 crores and PAT of 33 crores earned during Q2 FY 2022. PAT for the H1 FY 2023 stood at 169 crores as against 71 crores earned during H1 FY 2022. As on September 30th, 2022, outstanding interest-bearing term debt stood at rupees 294 crores. Debt net of cash and liquid investment stood at rupees 50 crores, which is 0.23 times for the current financial year. We expect our interest outgo net of returns on liquid investments to be significantly lower than current levels going forward. We remain committed towards maintaining a strong balance sheet that is supportive of our growth initiatives. That brings me to the end of our opening remarks. We would now like to throw open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Deepan Shankar from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, wanted to understand how has been the BOPP prices behaving over October and November so far?
We are not into biaxially-oriented polypropylene film. We are into BOPET, biaxially-oriented PET film. So you are asking about PET film or BOPP?
PET film, sir.
PET film. So, Girish, would you like to answer or should I give the numbers? So in October,
You may go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So we'll share with you the number for the commodity film, which is 12 micron corona treated. In the October, the prices were in the range of 104 to 105 rupees. And in November, it has reduced to about 97, 98 rupees.
Okay, okay. So, over medium term, what will be the outlook and what would be the drivers for BOPT films prices, sir?
So, as the demand improves, because the demand is continuously growing at about 11 to 13% domestically and overseas it is growing at about globally at about 6 to 6.5%, there would be continuous growth in demand. And as the macroeconomic situation also improves, we should see improvement in the performance and therefore we are confident and positive about the performance of the business in the medium to long term.
Okay, I mean, just to add, are we expecting strong supply growth coming up in over next 2-3 years?
Girish, you would like?
Yeah, I will answer. I think just to add on what Pradeep just said, earlier, last few quarters, the ocean freights were running very high, which were becoming an obstacle for being competitive in many of the exports markets. So ocean freight levels are normalizing now, so which is making many more markets very, very competitive from supply in India. So that is going to add to the demand prospects for the industry. Few lines have also got padded up to a large extent. There are, I think, two or three more lines which are expected in next financial year. Probably looking at the demand prospects and opening up the global economies of an ocean freight normalization, the medium term looks to be better than what we are having currently.
Okay, okay, sure. Sure, thanks a lot and I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Lohia from Bowhead India Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, in terms of metric ton, can you please quantify what kind of demand is there? You said that the demand is growing at 11 to 13%, but if you can quantify in metric tons. And similarly for capacities, what kind of capacities were there as on September end or as on today? What kind of capacities were added in last 6 months and what kind of capacity addition would be there in next 12 months?
Girish, you may answer this.
Yeah, I think the demand, the first question is regarding demand. We are talking about the demand in India. So let's say the demand in India is around anywhere between 50 to 60,000 tons per month. And if we were to, if we look at some capacities which are added in last 6 months or so, from let's say April till now, probably I think 4 lines got started. And looking at next 12 months, maybe 3 to 4 lines may get added.
A line, sir, how many tons, sir?
Let's say you can just simply take a thumb rule, a line of, let's say, 3,000 tons.
Per month.
Per month, yeah.
And what was the industry capacity as on today? Or what is the industry capacity as on today?
I think industry capacity as on today could be around anywhere around 80,000 tons a month.
So 10 lakhs, 1 million ton per annum.
Per annum. So that's a substantial, and this includes, this 12 lines include our capex also, right? Which is coming up. In
yes, the these lines, correct. All these the numbers which I'm saying, that includes our line.
Okay, understood. And, so you mentioned about the price being or coming down from 104 to 97 rupees. But can you give a gross value addition per kg for last quarter and what it is right now?
Last quarter in 12 micron Corona, we had value addition, which is selling price minus raw material cost of about 28-29 rupees a kg. And currently it is in the range of, Grish, you would have better sense of the numbers in the current month.
So I think we can revert to you on the current numbers. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. So over to you on the email.
The number that I have, it is plus of 20 rupees in the month of
November. Yeah. I think including the range of 20-25 rupees, yes.
Okay, understood. And sir, you know, I understand that it's difficult to predict the moment in specialty business as of now because of the global trends. But on the longer run, you know, let's say 1 or 2 years, what kind of revenue and margins we can do over there? And if you can give some further details on the product side, you know, MD03, right now you said it's 423 metric ton per quarter, right? But next 1 or 2 years, what kind of product, or the size of the market, or the size of this product could be, in, let's say in FY25. Then similarly for innovative PVT or MD07, MD06 and LMC03.
So in the current year, FY23, we expect to do a volume of about 1200 to 1300 tons of MB03 and about 1400 to 1500 tons of innovative PBT. Given the current situation that is prevailing in the world, I think at this point in time, it would not be right on our part to give you an indication of what the volumes would be in the financial year ended March 24 or 25. But it would definitely be better than March 23, that is for sure.
Okay, let's say if the world is normal, you know, if we are living in a normalized world, what kind of the potential is there for this product? You know, MD03 or innovative PVT?
Pardon?
If, you know, things were to be normal, what kind of potential would be there for MD03 or innovative PVT or other any other major product that we have in the specialty polymer side?
We can be, we can look at a growth of about more than 25 to 30% in the top line of especially polymer in each of the following years, let's say March 24 and 25. So we can look at, if we were to give it a broad range of growth that we can see in the revenue, anything between 25 to 35% is the revenue growth that we can easily target, and we are confident of doing. Provided the situation comes back to normal in terms of the economic environment.
And margins, EBIT margins would be not
35%. As we have been maintained and as is evident from the results that are on the table, we can easily expect EBIT margins earning before interest tax of about plus of 30 to 33%. So anything between 33 to 37%.
This is before unallocable, right?
Pardon?
This is before unallocable expenses. 32.
Yeah, it is based on the direct expenses. Yeah, the common expenses are not deducted from this. These are as per the segmental results that are drawn in terms of accounting standard, prevailing accounting standard.
Understood, sir. And the last question, sir, that the cash we got from the deal, about 200 crores, have we decided whether we are going to distribute it or we would be thinking about another capex once this capex comes on?
So we have a certain amount of capex already drawn for the financial year 23 and 24. And instead of raising loan, we would rather use these funds. And therefore, as of now, these are retained in the business to meet the capital expenditure requirement of the company.
So the capex would pertain to what?
These are for debottlenecking, efficiency improvement for certain especially polymer, etc., etc. So there is a and the certain investment in capacity for value added and specialty product in polyester film. So efficiency improvement, value added and especially products enhancement, etc.
Understood. And how much capex are you looking at?
We are looking at close to 200 crores of expenditure between by March 24.
By March 24. This is over and above the capex that we have undertaken, right?
This is the capex that is undertaken. It doesn't take into account any fresh capital expenditure. This was the capital expenditure approved for the two financial years ended March 24.
Okay. Understood. Thanks. That's the point.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alpesh Lal from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Congratulations on a decent set of numbers, sir. Actually, I wanted to get a broader view on the specialty polymer business, and specifically, I wanted to ask that is there any slowdown in the approval process for the new products that we have launched in the specialty polymer business?
As we have stated in our presentation, in the near term, following one or two quarters, because of the recessionary trend in US, there could be some pressure on the volumes, and therefore the top line and bottom line of essential polymer. But as the situation improves, we should very soon be bouncing back to the normal levels, and then we should have an increasing trend going forward.
Right, but there is no slowdown in any approval process for the product side.
On the new products, there are products under development. There are products at various stages of approval. Those are progressing at the right pace, and we should be coming out with new products in the first half of the calendar year 23.
Okay.
By June or September 23, we should be coming out with new products as well.
Okay, great. And also, the second question was on the polyester film and again the specialized polymer business. So, in the polyester film business also, like we have seen in other companies and other segments, like there has been a slowdown in the textile sides, textile end user industries. So, have you witnessed for our products any demand slowdown in the same during the quarter?
Girish, would you please take this?
Sorry, can you please repeat once again? I think I missed the part of the question.
Yeah. In specifically the polyester film business, in other companies as well, we have witnessed some demand slowdown from end user industries like textile. So have our product demand has also been hampered because of the same during the quarter?
I think we are not much present for polyester film for textiles. That's not the segment we operate in. But yes, the textile market in general is affected. So the film's requirement in textile market is affected. So which is impacting the total film demand on an overall basis in India.
Okay. And my last question is, now we have seen a higher revenue from specialty polymer business in this quarter. At what levels are we expecting this revenue to stabilize, or the percentage of revenue from specialty polymer business to stabilize out of our total revenue?
Maybe in line with what Mr. Ustogi has answered in the previous question, where you can then at least a 25-30% revenue growth is something that what we can look forward in times to come.
Right.
So in a normalized scenario.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to check.
Can you use the handset? Because voice is not clear.
So is it audible now?
From your background.
Yeah. So just want to check that you said that the current monthly demand on BOPET is around 50 to 60,000 tons with an installed capacity of 80,000 tons. Now, with couple of lines you have already seen came up in FY23 and another 3-4 lines coming in, so don't you think there could be an immense pressure on the supply front in the medium term, which can weigh on the overall margins of the business?
Okay, I think let me just rephrase what I said earlier. In the last, I mentioned the last 6 months, I think 4 to 5 lines started, which is in the, let's say, from April to, let's say, October we are talking about. And the question, previous question was how many new more lines are expected in next 12 months. Again, 3-4 new lines are also expected in next 12 months or so. The change, yes, this capacity has put some pressure because many of the export markets which were not available to Indian producers because of higher ocean freight, that is now available. So ocean freights have come crashing down. So at least many of the markets which is available to Indian producers. And we are also happy that despite textile slowdown, the overall other consumption sectors of polyester films are going well. So we are very optimistic about and then let's say near immediate term future of this business.
That's true, but if you look at it globally, because of the inflation, definitely the demand is not going that good. And given the current spread, do we think that the current spread that you mentioned of plus 20 rupees, 25 rupees is sustainable in the near to medium term, or probably we can see a spread coming down to around 10 to 15 rupees for the overall packaging business?
Yeah, I think we expect the spreads to improve in coming time. While we are talking about the global markets and probably recession worries, we also need to be mindful of the higher energy costs across the globe, which are hurting the overseas producer more. So we see a good opportunity for Indian producers.
So, can you help us in understanding the breakup of spreads in terms of your BOPET and your specialty business?
Both are two different business products. There's no rational in drawing a comparison between the margins of specialty polymer and film business.
No, sir, I totally agree. But if you said that your specialty business will continue to, you are likely to maintain around 25-30%. So just looking at in terms of the EBITDA contribution that can come from the specialty over a longer period of time as compared to the BOPET where we might see a margin pressure.
So we told you that in the especially polymer business, the EBIT margins earning before interest tax is expected to be in the range of 32-37% of the sales revenue. So that's the kind of margins we are, because there is no competition. It is just that as the volume picks up, the top line and the bottom line improves in especially polymer. In film, the margins are more market driven. But we continue to work on value added and specialty products, and our proportion of value added and specialty products is going up quarter by quarter. We are currently at about 24% per out of the total sales of polyester film, 24% is in the form of, by terms of quantity, in the form of value added and specialty products.
And what is
there's a lot of disturbance. I don't know why it is coming.
Mr. Jatin Damania, may we request you to please mute your line when the management is answering the question, sir?
Sure.
Thank you.
Girish, you were to answer me.
Yeah, I think one more thing which probably will, the new line which is expected to start, that is also going to add a lot of new volume available that will help in the profitability of the company.
And the last question on the CapEx front, of the 200 crores, how much we have already spent?
So none out of that has been spent. It is kept in the liquid investment. So we have not yet used any funds out of the sale proceeds of Indian Plastic Business.
So, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratap Makwana from Forbes Marshall Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thanks for this opportunity. My first question The revenue compensation of the sold plastic business, can we expect it will be available? Revenue compensation will be there in the, from the Q3 onwards. So we can see the Q3 will be now the sold plastic business sale opportunity, which has been lost, will be compensated from the higher top line from Q3 onwards. And addition to that, what is the additional revenue we expect from the Telangana plant, which is coming up operational from the December? So how much revenue will be additionally available on top of that?
So going by the current scenario, it would not be possible to make good the lost revenue of Indian plastic business in Q3 and Q4 of the current financial year. So next year onward, we may be able to compensate the loss of revenue by increased revenue from film and especially polymer business. As far as Telangana operations are concerned, we expect to generate revenue of about 600 crores once the capacity utilization reaches almost the optimum level.
My second question, so 21-22 was the 1400 crore. How much your expectations on the top line growth for 2022-23?
Yeah, so if we exclude the Indian plastics, we should be closing the year anything between 1200 to 1250 crores.
Can we expect dividend yield that has now company is now rich in cash, and regularly there are two dividends, one is the interim and full. So can we expect the interim dividend, which is pending for 21-22, will be available for shareholder?
We have a dividend payout policy which has been very well drafted by the board of directors. We will stick to the policy and distribute dividend in terms of the provisions of that policy.
And any effect on attrition on similar kind of industries? People are switching on and leveraging opportunity that is yielding any negative part on the operational side?
Rish, you may answer that, please.
No, I think that's not a concern that what we have.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, firstly, if you could outline just for the sake of reputation also, what has actually happened in the film business, wherein whether this is a lower demand scenario that has led to margin squeeze, or the raw material pass on lag effect is there. So, if you could get more the reason, especially for the film business performance going down.
Girish, you may answer this, please.
I think in the previous set of questions, we explained about some slowdown in the textile market and some slowdown in the global market. Plus, on top of that, there's some capacity expansion which has resulted into an imbalance in demand supply equation that has put pressure on the spreads.
Saket, so the raw material cost has not gone up since June 22, so there is no question of passing on the increased raw material cost. It is just the reasons that Grish has just now explained, which are the lower performance can be attributed to these reasons.
Okay, sir. And sir, how have the raw material basket been? Have prayed for this quarter if we give the breakup or the PET and the energy prices?
Yeah, so if you look at the September quarter, the PTA was about 79 rupees a kg, MEG was 51, and the raw material cost was 85. In the month of October, the same is in the range of 81 to 82 rupees. And November, it is 77 to 78 rupees.
Okay. So and what have been the price trends for both PTA and MEG? Sorry, sir.
Pardon?
So what have been the price trend for PTA and MEG post-September quarter?
PTA in November, it is 72 rupees. Currently, it is at 72 rupees. MEG is at 44 rupees a kg.
Okay, so there is a significant decline in MEG prices.
Yeah, so MEG and PTA, both prices have declined in the last 7 to 8 months. In June, it was 87 rupees down to 72 rupees for PTA. MEG was 57 rupees down to 44-45 rupees in the month of November.
Right. Sir, then what explains this cost of material consumed increase quarter on quarter from 188 crore to 192 crore? It is mainly because of the specialty polymer that the same has happened?
No.
Or,
so you are comparing which quarter to which quarter?
I am comparing Q on Q. Sir, June 22, hamara revenue tha 324 and the raw material consumption was 188. September revenue is 304 crore and the raw material consumption is 192 crore.
So it is not a case of the revenue is down because the selling prices have reduced.
Correct, sir. And for the raw material consumption is gone up?
Raw material is almost the same. The volumes in especially polymer have increased. So the raw material cost for PTMEG in their especially polymer, there are other products also.
Hmm. Right. And sir, also for this quarter, there was a lower employee benefit expense booked for this quarter.
So what happened that we generally create a provision for sharing of profit with the executive directors. Provision has not been made in this quarter looking at the lower performance. That's the reason there is a lesser burden on account of salary wages in this quarter. No provision has been created for commission payable to the executive directors, the full-time directors.
So that is temporary only. Post third quarter numbers, we can again get...
No, everything will depend on the profit that we generate.
Right, sir. So now coming to the percentage of value-added film business, what has been the percentage of tonnage term for this quarter as well as for first half?
Which product you are talking of?
The value-added metallurgical film, sir, which we do, the film business that gets higher realization.
Yeah. In film, just a minute, I'll give you the numbers. Just a minute.
Yes, sir. And sir, overall for the debt picture also, sir, please provide me with the cost of fund and how with the increase in the repo rate that is going to affect our finance cost.
Yes. So, out of the 15,000 tons that we have sold of polyester film in the quarter ended September 22, about 3,500 tons has been sold in the form of value-added and special products, which is 23% of the total volume. And in terms of value, it is contributing to 35% of the value of polyester film business.
Okay, sir. And going ahead also, sir, we are looking for this band only, 22-23, or we are looking to enhance it further?
Grish, you have a better sense.
Can you please repeat your question once again?
Sir, jaise humne band bataya 22-23% ka for the value-added portion. So going ahead, are we looking in this bracket or what steps are we taking to enhance this percentage going ahead?
So the steps what we have taken, we have committed some investment for enhancing the volume of the products. We are putting some offline and other capacities to be able to broaden our offering. And going forward, of course, the new capacity in Hyderabad plant, that would come in. Probably that one may not have similar levels of the product mix. But let's say our existing facility, the share will keep on growing. We have committed a sizable capacity expansion for enhancing this portfolio.
Okay, sir. Manisha, for value addition, what kind of capex are we envisaging for the existing line?
So for the enhancing specialty films, so probably we have committed additional capex in the coating and metallizing machines.
Any amount that you would like to share? How much?
I think it will be in the circle of about 40 to 50.
Yeah.
I think in all assets put together would be close to about 40 odd crores.
Okay. And sir, for the new greenfield plant, Girish sir, you were mentioning that we will not have the same product profile there. So any reason, sir, why it will be only commoditized film that you start with, or if you could give some more color, which aspects are we going to cater from the new facility?
I think that the new line is a specially designed line. There also our strategy of serving specialty films would continue to play. But the moment the line starts, the specialty portfolio would not come from day one. So there are plans for building up specialty portfolio from that plant as well.
Okay, sir. But sir, taking this into account, the current environment,
would it take a longer time for us to ramp up the capacity, or how will the ramping up will happen, sir, going ahead, since we are seeing a drop in demand? How do we see the commercialization coming up, sir? And what is the event date we are working with?
I think we are talking about in today's scenario where there are recession fears across the globe that may have some minor impact on the ramp up, but that would not be significant.
I would just like to add, Saket, you said drop in demand. There is no drop in demand. It's just that the additional capacities are available. We are not seeing contraction in demand.
Right, sir. Thank you for correcting me, sir. So to reach the optimum level for the new plant will take longer time. So this understanding is correct, sir? There could be minor issue, but we don't expect any significant change in the ramp up time, which we have only originally researched.
Okay. And sir, the per kg margin, you were mentioning some figure, Girish, sir. I missed that. What are we seeing that to increase going ahead because of the lower raw material prices?
No, I did not mention any per kg margin.
Okay, so 20 rupees, 25 rupees, you mentioned, I missed, there was a drop.
Yeah. So 20, 25 rupees is the spread that probably right. That is happening as of now. But then the way we expect things that the spread levels to improve going forward.
What was the spread for the first half, sir?
I don't have the numbers.
I have the number. The June quarter, it was very good. It was plus of 50 rupees. In September quarter, it dropped to about 28-29 rupees.
And last year average, sir, aapke paas hai?
Last year I have quarter by quarter, not if we talk of 12 micron corona, June 21 was about 36 rupees. September was about 36, December was very good at 46, and March it improved to about 55-56 rupees.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr.
Yes, Kapoor. Yes, ma'am. My one question was unanswered about the debt part, sir. The cost of fund has gone up, sir?
The cost of debt in Aster Industries has gone up because the reverse repo rate has increased. 140 basis point is the increase. But our increase is not 140 basis points, close to 100 basis points. But on a net outgo basis, we should feel less burden on the P&L because we have this treasury of about 200 odd crores, which will generate some income. And therefore, net outgo on account of finance expenses, interest expenses would be lesser in the following quarters.
Yes. Thank you, sir. I'll join the queue, sir. Thank you for the extended time.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Nagda from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is about specialty products. You said from next year, some products which are in the pipeline will start contributing. So what are the products? Can you give a detail of the products?
Girish, would you be able to explain this?
So you're talking about the specialty products, let's say in our specialty polymer business?
Yes, sir.
I think we in the initial remark we mentioned about MB03, IQPBT, and MB07. So there's a long list of products that what we do there.
But in some time back, you have sort of an MNC03. That could be the game changer product. And we still not seeing that.
Sorry, your voice is not clear. Can you please repeat?
So LMC03.
Yes. That is also a product under development, yeah.
Under development or it is approved?
It was approved. See, the volume of it has to begin in a big way. Because of the recessionary pressure in US, there is some slowdown in the takeoff.
Okay. And then, in order to de-risk our business, we are only focusing on USA for specialty products. Do you see other guys?
Handset, are you using speakerphone or handset?
Okay, sir.
It will be more clear if you are using handset.
As the participant left the queue, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Miraj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Mr. Miraj, yes. May we request you to speak a bit louder?
यस सर, आपका जो अभी जो क्वार्टर का जो सेल्स है वो थोड़ा कट के आया है, तो ये नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर में कितना तक और कट सकते हैं कि और आगे ग्रोथ दिखा रहा है Q3?
जो हाँ, तो Q2 में ये थोड़ा सा है, इट वुड बी डिफिकल्ट टू शेयर दी नंबर एट दिस पॉइंट इन टाइम, बट इट कुड बी लोअर देन दी सितंबर 22 क्वार्टर।
यस, ओके सर। और जो ये तेलंगाना का प्लांट है जो, वो कब तक, ये दिसंबर में, पहले आपने बताया था अक्टूबर में स्टार्ट होने का, तो अब ये दिसंबर में स्टार्ट होगा ना?
सो इसका जो तेलंगाना का जो ऑपरेशन चालू होगा वो दिसंबर के महीने में, तो इसका जो रेवेन्यू पे इम्पैक्ट बेसिस पे वो मार्च क्वार्टर से मानिए। वी वुड हैव स्टार्टेड दी प्लांट अर्लियर, बट हमारा एक एक्सटर्नल मैटर है, पावर का कनेक्शन अभी हमारे को नहीं आया है, वो स्टेट गवर्नमेंट ने देना है। वंस दैट इज अवेलेबल वी आर रेडी टू गो विद द कमर्शियल प्रोडक्शन। फ्रॉम आर साइड वी हैव कम्प्लीटेड ऑल एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ द कमिश्निंग एंड ट्रायल प्रोडक्शन एक्सेट्रा।
तो उसका जो रेवेन्यू है वो Q1 FY24 से स्टार्ट होगा ना?
फोर्थ क्वार्टर ऑफ FY23 से मान लीजिए रेवेन्यू वाले।
ओके सर। और ये जो Q4 का उसका स्टार्ट हो जाएगा ना ये प्लांट का प्रोडक्शन?
पार्डन, व्हाट आर यू ट्राइंग टू से?
ओके सर, ओके, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ रवि नगदा, एन इंडिविजुअल इन्वेस्टर, प्लीज गो अहेड।
सर ये मैं LN303 जो पहले गेम, सर कोई गेम चेंजिंग न्यू प्रोडक्ट है क्या स्पेशलिटी पॉलीमर में, जिसमें कह सकते हैं कि इसके वॉल्यूम काफी अच्छे रहे हैं या अगले साल जो इंट्रोड्यूस कर रहे हैं?
देखिए, देर आर मेनी प्रोडक्ट इन वेरियस स्टेजेस, फ्यू हैव बीन अप्रूव्ड बाय द कस्टमर, फ्यू हैव आर इन द प्रोसेस ऑफ बीइंग अप्रूव्ड, एंड ऑल द प्रोडक्ट्स विच दैट वी आर टॉकिंग ऑफ और आर गेटिंग डेवलप्ड, they are going to add to the profitability of the business. So each one is going to have good margins, and we expect to maintain EBIT margins of more than 32-35% going forward as well. So each product that will get developed or that will get commercialized will add to the performance of the business.
सर ये जो स्पेशलिटी पॉलीमर का बिजनेस है वो आप US में कंसंट्रेटेड है, तो एकदम से रिस्क की हो जाता है सिंगल कंट्री पे, तो क्या सर हम चाइना या यूरोप वहां पे भी टारगेट कर रहे हैं कि वहां पे हम सेल करें या कुछ करें?
ग्रीस, थोड़ा आप एक्सप्लेन करो।
आवर करंट स्पेशलिटी पॉलीमर बिजनेस इज देयर इन US, इज ऑल्सो देयर इन चाइना, इज ऑल्सो देयर इन यूरोप टू सम एक्सटेंट, एंड वी आर फोकसिंग ऑन ऑल द ज्योग्राफीज बिकॉज वी आर वर्किंग ऑन वेरियस प्रोडक्ट, वेरियस कॉन्सेप्ट विच आर प्रॉमिसिंग, say, which can offer a potential of thousands of tons of one particular product in all the categories that we are working on. And we are focusing on all the geographies. We are not only focusing on US.
And sir, that product called LN303, वो जो use होता है वो final product को recycle बनाता है ना, recyclable जो?
LMC, yes, it removes, let's say, a binding component with the polyester component to make the entire product recyclable as it is. Yeah.
तो सर वो जो प्रोडक्ट अप्रूव तो हो गया लेकिन उसकी सेल्स स्टार्ट नहीं होने का कारण क्या है?
देर आर वेरियस स्टेप्स ऑन क्वालिफिकेशन इन्वॉल्व एट इन ईच ऑफ द प्रोडक्ट, सो इट इज टेकिंग टाइम एंड it is at different stages of approval at different customers.
So, sir, what are realistic timeline for that to approve?
I think it's very difficult to, let's say, clarify exact timeline because each project and each customer and each company is different. So, what we can say at this stage, at least the product and the approval process is moving well, and there are certain concerns related to the global economic scenario. Probably this may put some weight on the entire progress, but we remain optimistic about the future which these products are offering.
We have been maintaining that, so from the let's say by June of 2023, the first half of the calendar year next,
we should see major traction in the specialty polymer business.
And from this all MB607 and all of these, all products from?
The other products, the existing products as well,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much for participating in the earning call. We look forward to meet you all next quarter in the month of January or February, early February or late January.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
On behalf of Western Industries, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.